What are the origins of Halloween? The Bible's answer. The Bible does not mention Halloween, a holiday that many observe on October 31st each year. However, the ancient origins and traditions of Halloween conflict with Bible teachings. Halloween's history and traditions. Samhain. The origin of Halloween can be traced to this ancient pagan festival celebrated by Celtic people over 2,000 years ago, states the World Book Encyclopedia. The Celts believed that the dead could walk among the living at this time. During Samhain, the living could visit with the dead. See, why is it called Halloween? Halloween costumes, candy, and trick-or-treat. According to one source, some of the Celts wore ghoulish costumes so that wandering spirits would mistake them for one of their own and leave them alone. Others offered sweets to the spirits to appease them. The footnote reads, "See the book Halloween, An American Holiday, An American History, page 4. End of footnote. In medieval Europe, the Catholic clergy adopted local pagan customs and had their church members go from house to house wearing costumes and requesting small gifts. Ghosts, vampires, werewolves, witches, and zombies. These have long been associated with the evil spirit world. Referring to them as supernatural monsters, the book Halloween Trivia states that such creatures are closely connected with death, the dead, or the fear of dying. Halloween pumpkins, or jack-o'-lanterns. In medieval Britain, people moved from door to door asking for food in return for a prayer for the dead, and they would carry hollowed-out turnip lanterns, whose candle connoted a soul trapped in purgatory. Halloween, from pagan ritual to party night. Some sources say that the lanterns were used to ward off evil spirits. During the 1800s in North America, pumpkins replaced turnips because they were plentiful as well as easy to hollow out and carve. Do the pagan origins of Halloween matter? Yes. Although some people view Halloween as harmless fun, the practices associated with it are in direct conflict with Bible teachings. Halloween is based on false beliefs about the dead and invisible spirits, or demons. Notice the following verses that show how God views the beliefs associated with Halloween. There must never be anyone among you who consults ghosts or spirits or calls up the dead. Deuteronomy 18:10-12, the Jerusalem Bible. Meaning, God does not approve of efforts to contact the dead or even of giving the appearance of trying to have contact with those who have died. The dead know nothing at all. Ecclesiastes 9:5. Meaning, because the dead are unconscious, they cannot contact the living. Do not be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons, too. 1 Corinthians 10:20-21, New International Version. Meaning, those who want God's favor must avoid any connection with demons. Stand firm against the crafty acts of the devil, because we have a struggle against the wicked spirit forces. Ephesians 6:11-12. Meaning, Christians should oppose wicked spirit forces, not pretend to celebrate with them. Why is it called Halloween? The name Halloween is connected with the pagan Celtic festival of Samhain. The World Book Encyclopedia states, Samhain means summer's end. The festival marked the start of the dark winter season and was celebrated around November 1st. In the AD 700s to 800s, the Christian Church established a new holiday, All Saints' Day, on this date. All Saints' Day was also called All Hallows. Hallow means saint, or one who is holy. The evening before All Hallows was known as All Hallows' Eve, or as it came to be abbreviated, All Hallowe'en. This name was eventually shortened to Halloween.